Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, their podcast is not doing that good.
Oh, I don't.
There's no way.
Who?
Any of them. You'd have to, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the thought is you start one. And you kind of like the Kelce's podcast started out the same way anybody else's did.
Right.
They just were doing it and it just happens to be very good. And then they signed a $100 million contract extension because of it.
They also had just a massive audience very quickly.
True. And also him dating Taylor Swift.
Yeah, sure. I don't know what the numbers are. You mentioned Shador Sanders. I don't know what his numbers are for the podcast.
Yeah.
I don't imagine it's 80 million?
No.
What's the Kelce's? Is it?
They just signed $100 million.
No. I mean the listeners. Like how many listeners they have? Isn't 100 million, but it's like
I have no idea.
You got to have a couple million.
But it's worth the risk for the platforms. If it's Spotify, it's Wondery, if it's whatever, you know, these various Odyssey, I guess sometimes. It's worth the risk to start one with people like that. Like Odyssey did it with Stephen A. Smith a couple years ago, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't work out, whatever. They tried. I don't know how much it cost. Hopefully nobody got fired over it. But throw enough darts at the wall, you know.
Rinsler.
Maybe one of them will hit.
Yeah.
You get yourself a, what's it, the New Heights? You get yourself a New Heights podcast. Or you get yourself, I don't know, like All the Smoke, I think, does really well. What's the one that Channing and those guys do? The Pivot?
Yeah.
Huge, you know. I
think the biggest problem with those is all the good viral stuff gets put to social media, and I don't know how many people actually go to listen to the podcast. I don't know how they monetize.
That's true too.
Yeah,
you have to pull your own clips. You can't have other people post clips from your stuff. Mm-hmm. You have to find a way to monetize your own stuff. Because I don't listen to or watch New Heights. I see plenty of it on Twitter, right, or X. Like,
the can stuff I be honest with you? This is not shade. It's just true. The only thing I ever hear from New Heights is when Bo plays it on the back page. I literally never hear the podcast, right.
I've never listened to it.
I'm not against it. The guys. I think they're great. But I've never listened to the podcast, and I don't see it anywhere on my timeline.
I see it. I see pretty much everything.
My algorithm, I guess, doesn't have it or whatever. But like, yeah. Bo plays it on the back page, and it's great. And
yeah.
It leads to fun conversations and stuff like that. But like, if he didn't play it and they didn't get that huge contract –
right,
that got reported on and all that. I would probably say, oh, are they still doing that? You know,
sure.
I don't even know. There's just so much stuff out there. Like, it's so hard to.
I don't want to nitpick our guy here, but does Trey still do the From the Point podcast? Like,
I have not seen any of that. In
I don't know.
Probably not.
But like, the point is,
remember when Grady Jarrett started a podcast?
Remember that?
Again, no shade. Like, but a lot of people started with the best intentions,
but
it's hard to keep
you
up.
You got to be consistent with it.
That's all it is.
You got to be, because you can't go a podcast a month.
You can't.
In season was always going to be a problem.
Yeah. You can't. And again, no offense. Like, there's so many podcasts out there. Maybe 15, 20 years ago, if a name was doing something like that, that would be enough. But now you also have to be special. Like, you have to be funny. You have to be doing something that other people aren't doing. everyone has a podcast. So if you're just even if you're a very famous athlete, if your podcast is boring, then your podcast is boring.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, even if you have a great podcast, you may not have a big audience. And you might just have a great podcast into the no man's land.
Yeah, it's an interesting time. It's a really interesting time. Like, so much of the forward momentum in sports is dedicated to podcasts, and you know, just most of them aren't going to work.
Has there ever been most a podcast broadcast in this studio over here?
I've never seen one.
Never seen one.
Now, we do a podcast literally right now and every day in this room.
Yeah. But all this podcast and stuff over there.
Just so people are listening know, we got a little tape recorder hooked up to three microphones in an office that we also use for other stuff. Across the hallway is a $1 million, from what I understand, $1 million podcast studio that the company invested resources into, and hopefully they're getting a return off of. I have no idea. It's not my business. That we've never used. So that'd be kind of sick. If this podcast gets good enough, they'll ask us to go over there.
I'm like, that's a nice studio. I've walked in there. It's very nice.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
It's not very big. That one's a pretty small room.
Yeah, but that's probably more for like one-on-one, or you're doing narrating or something like that. Maybe it's books on tape. I'm listening to a book on tape right now. It's called The Barn. It's by Wright Thompson, and that guy is fun to listen to.
Does he read it?
He does.
I am a big fan of books on tape when it was written by whoever. It's read voice.
Yeah,
by.
It's nice when the book on tape is read by the person that wrote the book.
I don't again.
If you know the person
that
wrote the book.
Right. Not
now,
to like,
if it's just some book, I don't give a shit who voices it. But
no, more if it's biographical.
But I know what the guy sounds like, and I know because he does so many of those things on Game Day and on ESPN. Like, his writing is so specific for his voice. He's so fucking from Mississippi.
The inflection and the meaning of what it was meant to be. There's potential.
Well, this book too is also kind of about Mississippi in a big way. So having a guy
about Mississippi.
Well, it's about Emmett Till's murder.
Oh, okay.
And everything surrounding it leading up to it.
Was I talking with you about this book or someone else? Someone else brought this up if it wasn't you.
I don't know. It's a popular book, so somebody else might have brought it up.
But recently.
It's not a feel good listen, but it's incredible. It's just maybe one of the best researched books I've ever read. Because finding history on something like that isn't easy,
right?
Because that's the whole point of it, is the calculated effort to hide the history and to tell it differently and all that. So getting folks that knew the real history to tell you about it seemed like it was a real a challenge, but him being from there probably helps, maybe with a little bit more trust factor and stuff like that. But yeah, I would recommend it. It's really good. It's really, really good.
Never done it. I got the, what was that? Where is that? Remember we were bringing all that stuff here at the Bible on the
book. Yeah. I think we still have it.
We
somewhere.
Still have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The CD collection of Bible stories or something.
It's somewhere
like
around
that.
Here, I think.
I cleaned up as much as I could.
You got the Bible stuff out of here.
Stuff out
might have gotten
I cleaned up. All right.
And me like that. But there's more space in room. I wiped down the desk a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. I thought that was like, if we're going to have any documents of religion in here, we'll have the Torah on tape.
If there was stuff that hadn't been touched in the 4 fucking years I've been in this office, it got dumped.
I mean, it's just all collectibles.
No, this stuff's whatever.
There's
but like,
no...
There was a bunch of old equipment that no one has touched since fucking Dutch was in here.
Yeah, I should clean that coffee pot.
You should throw that motherfucker away.
Yeah.
No, I think it's salvageable.
That shit should be thrown away.
No, no, it's
they
not.
They know coffee been making that bitch in 2 years.
No, probably a year, but it's
we're
not.
Up on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. You want me to spring
$28
for a brand
that's
new?
It's not gone beyond repair.
That's
I can clean that.
You're talking about this guy right here.
All right. You know, you guys drink it anyway, so I'm going to clean my coffee pot and make some coffee.
That's yours?
Yeah, I bought that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I bought that. And then remember, I would make coffee every once in a while.
Yeah, but I didn't know you bought that.
I did. And then I just stopped buying Folgers, and we ran out of Folgers, and I don't have Folgers.
Yeah, I did not realize that you actually bought that.
Yeah. No, I did, and it was kind of great for a while, and then
it was cool.
Lazy.
Yeah, then we stopped
making it.
Stop making it.
Well, we stopped having water.
Like, that's what it was.
I kind of would make it when we had water, and then we stopped having water available.
Why do we have all these empty water jugs up here?
Like, just as a memory. just to remind us of the good old days when we used to have water.
Yeah, it's like 20 empty of them jugs out there just sitting there. What else could you
just
use?
Just a graveyard.
Like a piggy bank?
We could bowl with them.
Why not?
Roll Abe down the hallway and knock over the...
I don't think I roll.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.